Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Rob Fia, CEO at ThermaBright. Rob, it's good to see you. How are you today?
Very good, Christine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Rob, lots to get to today, but because we haven't yet had you on the platform before, just give us an intro into the company.
Sure. I'm Rob Fia, CEO of the company. We run an innovative medical device company focused on non-invasive products. Some of our flagship products, we have a cold sore device that uses thermal therapy to prevent cold sores. We've got an insect product that relieves pain and itch from insect bites like mosquitoes and bee stings. In 2020, we acquired a company called Sarringer Life Sciences, which has a bunch of really cool non-invasive products. One is called VenoWave, which is used for venous insufficiency. If you've had surgery or if you've been in an accident, typically that's when clots occur. And this product is wonderful at reducing blood clots due to inactivity. And then we also have a product called Benipod, which is a thermal therapy device, thermal and cold therapy, which relieves chronic pain. In 2020, we pivoted into the COVID space. We got into in vitro diagnostics and we developed a rapid saliva antigen test where you get your result in 15 minutes. It's similar to a pregnancy test like this, and you have one line that indicates you're negative, two line indicates that you're positive for COVID. We actually made a submission to the FDA not too long ago, and we're currently waiting for the result of that review.
So for my understanding, there are no currently approved saliva tests for the coronavirus, is that right?
No, there's nothing on the market today. They're all mainly nasal anterior tests. The big players like Abbott have their own tests, which is nasal anterior. There are no saliva tests. So I think we're the first one on the FDA list currently.
And how do you differentiate yourself from other groups that are developing a similar type of test?
Well, I think our sensitivity is quite high. We're at around 86% sensitivity. The specificity is in around 98%, 99. So it's a quick, simple test. It's comfortable to use. You're using saliva, you use a saliva collection device to collect the sample. And it is very quick. It's a 15-minute result. And we're really aiming to get the price down so this is attractive enough for consumers to use. Initially, we'll do point of care where we sell it into medical facilities and or businesses or sporting venues. And then eventually we'll get to home use.
So is it now just a waiting game to hear back from the FDA?
Yes, we submitted on September 1st some additional data. We had submitted several weeks ago and they asked for additional data, additional testing. So that was submitted on September 1st. We did get an acknowledgement letter from FDA. So we're waiting on them to reply back to us. We'll work interactively with them to answer any other questions they may have.
And besides this, you mentioned some of your other products. What are the current developments going on with them? Are they still pre-revenue, from my understanding?
Yeah, we're really an R&D company. Everything is outsourced. Our R&D is outsourced. Our design is outsourced. Our manufacturing is outsourced. Our marketing is outsourced. So it's really a great model in my view, because we can keep our overheads down. Some of the other products that are near low-hanging fruit in terms of sales is VenoWave. We signed a deal with DME Authority out of Tennessee, and they want to distribute that product in the US. And that's initially 100,000 unit order, which would represent 10 million in sales for our company. They feel they can do more than that. We started with an exclusive arrangement at a minimum of 100,000 units. So it'll be very exciting to see the rollout of that product and the sales generation in our company. We also think there's a lot of opportunity, obviously, with the Accuvit rapid saliva test as well.
Yeah, I look forward to following up on that. You mentioned the U.S. The company recently began trading its shares on the OTCQB here in New York. Can you maybe explain the timing behind that?
Yeah, I mean, it was great for us to list on the OTCQB because, A, it diversifies our shareholder base. Generates greater liquidity, broadens our shareholder base. We're looking at potentially bringing in institutional investors, high net worth, family offices, and of course, retail. So it allows American investors ease of access to trade the stock. So I think that's a great way to start. Eventually, we may look at NASDAQ, but for now, that's a great start for Thermabright.
Indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to following the company's progress. Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine.